Twice a year, just about everybody who makes or markets or writes about computers attends a big trade show. It's called COMDEX, which stands for Computer Distribution Exposition. The fall COMDEX, the big one, is underway this week in Las Vegas. Today, there was a speech by Microsoft Chairman Bill Gates. He predicted a strong future for personal computers, as opposed to so-called network computers, computers designed merely to use the Internet. The Netscape people showed up with Netscape with an accent, which allows users to work in different language on the World Wide Web, and there was plenty more on display for the estimated 200,000 people attending. Our guide to COMDEX is Fred Davis.
It's like a gigantic cavernous warehouse the size of a couple of football fields with booths that every year seem to be getting bigger and bigger. Microsoft has like an acre's worth of space. I'm actually in the IBM booth right now, and it's another one of these monster sprawling. I think it's about 15,000 square feet of space just here for IBM.
I'm curious as to what kind of shoes people are wearing to stand on those hard floors for so long.
Well, there's basically, I divide COMDEX attendees into two people. The neophytes who don't know any better and are wearing very uncomfortable looking shoes, and then the people who have been to a lot of COMDEXs like me who are like wearing really nice duds but then have the very comfortable shoes on. So you'll even see people in business suits wearing running shoes because they know better.
You're at the IBM booth there. I read in the newspaper that IBM has a device that allows information to be transferred from one body, human body, to another? Can you quickly tell me?
Yeah, in fact, I've got Tom Zimmerman right here, who's the developer of that technology.
Mr. Zimmerman, can you tell us in two sentences what this thing is?
Yes, it's basically a way to use the body as a wet wire to send data through the body, basically using the body like as an extension cord. So a device in your pocket can send data through your body to anything you touch.
What kind of device in your pocket?
It's a little credit card size device that has a microprocessor and a battery and two plates, and it just makes a little electric field between the two plates, and that electric field pushes the charges in your body, creating a tiny current, a billionth of an amp, through your body right under your skin. And what's amazing is I built a receiver that can detect this tiny signal. It's sort of like an AM radio receiver.
How far away is the market for this, do you think?
Well, what we're showing here is fresh out of research. I just filed a patent with my colleagues last week on this to give you an example of how cutting edge this is. And we don't have any product plans for it yet, but we're working on some short-term applications, namely trying to replace all the plastic cards in your wallet right now. One example is think of a calling card. Throw out all those plastic cards and you put this one personal area network card in your pocket. When you pick up a payphone, it sends your calling card from the card in your pocket through your body to the telephone receiver and off to the phone company, and you just dial the number without fussing with a calling card. It's basically like your home phone. You just pick it up and use it. And basically, I'm trying to make the whole world like that. It's open like it was in the 1950s, but with the security of the 1990s.
Okay, Tom, thank you for talking with us.
Okay, thanks, Noah. Bye-bye.
Here comes Fred again.
Back again.
Okay, take us someplace else.
Okay, here we're going to zoom over to the Sharp booth where they've got a 40-inch LCD panel. So it's a flat panel display. It's like having a gigantic television that's 2 or 3 inches thick.
So like a regular computer screen, 40 inches, right?
Right. It's like what you might have in your, you know, laptop, which actually one of the things that's interesting is laptops have better quality displays than you have on a normal computer screen because there's no flicker on the display. There's nothing else, you know, related to that. So that you can have a, you know, absolutely rock solid image. Okay, so I'm over here. We're looking at the Sharp booth. Okay, hey, we have somebody here to talk about the big screen 40-inch LCD panel up there. It's David Blass.
The television is the last vacuum tube left in electronics. It's the only non-solid-state device. This display, which the actual display, not counting the light bulbs behind it, lighting it up, is about a quarter of an inch thick.
Aha.
And if you take the lights behind it, it goes to a whopping 1.5 inches thick.
So the idea is to have a big flat screen that looks great and could be a television or a computer.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Fred, you have one more place to go?
Yeah, I'm going to zoom over to Apple. I figured we did IBM, might as well do Apple.
All right.
Apple has some cool stuff. What the neatest thing, actually, that I think they're showing off over at the Apple booth is the new crop of Newtons. And, you know, they took so much grief on the original Newton, where they even had Doonesbury making fun of it on a regular basis because of its bad handwriting recognition.
This is the little personal assistant.
Yeah, on the first one. It's good to see them, you know, staying with it, keeping at it, and actually coming out with some really, what I think are, you know, still flawed, but better products. It's like if they can keep improving the Newton along the rate that they've been doing, they may actually get there in another year or two.
Okay, you at Apple yet?
Yep. I'm over talking with Barney Dewey with Apple Computer, and he's got the new Apple eMate 300, which is based on the Newton technology. It's designed for kids. Everybody's been talking about the $500 computer. Well, this costs actually a couple hundred more than that, so I think it's around $700 to the kids. But it's built like a lunchbox. It has a handle on the top. It's got a sort of indestructible-looking industrial design. It looks like you could drop it on the floor and, you know, have it in your backpack, lugging it back and forth to school. It's kind of a neat little thing, and it's very, very, you know, like I said, sexy-looking, curvy lines, futuristic. It sort of looks like what we think computers should look like in the future.
Right.
And they're I think, bringing this out at the beginning of next year. Here, let me put Barney on for you.
Mr. Dewey, tell us quickly about the new Newton.
Ah, the MessagePad 2000, yes,
right.
It's running the strong ARM processor, runs about 162 megahertz, it's considerably faster. The display on it now is a half VGA screen, so there's twice as much real estate on it, comes with a web browser and an email client.
You'll recall when the Newton first came out, people said it was good for being a paperweight and hardly anything else.
Well, it's come a long ways. The handwriting recognition really does work. We've been doing this for a number of years, made quite a bit of advancements. The technology's moved along. It's very, very usable now.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Goodbye.
Okay, Fred, so that's it from Comdex, right?
Yep.
All right.
This is Comdex. You'd like to take it. You can hear the noise. There are set up stages where people are performing. That's what we hear in the background here at the Apple booth. There's a rock and roll production going on with dancers and everything else right behind us. So it's a little bit of Las Vegas showmanship as well as the high technology, and it really is a unique event.
Fred Davis, a computer consultant and author of the book Windows 95 Bible, he spoke with us from the floor of Comdex in Las Vegas.